Chapter 5. The First Battle. Rikki Tikki Tavi was filled with rage and hatred. Then Nog's head came through the drain, followed by his 5 feet of cold body. Rikki Tikki Tavi was angry, but he was frightened too, because the cobra was so big. Nog coiled himself up, raised his head, and looked into the bathroom in the dark. Rikki could see his eyes shining. Now if I kill him here, Nagaina will know. But if I fight him on the open floor, he will have a better chance at winning. What should I do? Said Rikki Tikki Tavi to himself. Nog swayed back and forth. Then Rikki Tikki Tavi heard him drinking from the biggest water jar that was used to fill the bath. That's good, said the snake. Now when Karade was killed, the big man had a stick. He may have that stick still, but when he comes into the bath in the morning, he won't have it. I'll wait here till he comes. Nagaina, do you hear me? I will wait here in the cool until morning. There was no answer from the outside, so Rikki Tikki Tavi knew Nagaina had gone away. Nog coiled himself around the bottom of the water jar, and Rikki Tikki Tavi stayed perfectly still. After an hour, Rikki Tikki Tavi began to move slowly toward the jar. Nog was asleep, and Rikki Tikki Tavi looked at his big back, wondering about the best place for a good hold. If I don't break his back at the first jump, he said to himself, he can still fight. And if he fights, oh, Rikki! He looked at how thick the cobra's neck was below the hood. It was too thick to bite through. But a bite near the tail would only make Nog angry. I'll have to bite his head, he decided at last, the head above the hood. And once I'm there, I must not let go. Then Rikki Tikki Tavi jumped. Nog's head was lying near the water jar under the curve of it. As Rikki Tikki Tavi's teeth met the snake's head, he braced his back against the curve of the water jar so he could hold down Nog's head. This gave him 1 second to take hold, and he made the most of it. Then he was battered all over the room like a rat being shaken by a dog. He was battered up and down and around in circles. But his eyes were red, and he held on tight to the snake. There was a loud commotion as bathroom items were thrown about, and the two animals banged into things. Rikki Tikki Tavi feared that he would be battered to death. But he wanted to make sure that if he were killed, he would be found with his teeth locked tight in the cobra's head so that his family would not be ashamed. He was dizzy, aching, and he felt shaken to pieces. Suddenly, there was a loud bang. A hot wind knocked him out. Red fire burned his fur. Teddy's father had woken up when he heard the noise of the fight and grabbed his gun. He had shot Nog just behind the hood. Rikki Tikki Tavi continued to hold on with his eyes shut. He thought that surely he must be dead. But the big man picked him up and said, "It's the mongoose again, Alice. The little fellow has saved our lives." Then Teddy's mother came in with a very pale face and saw what was left of Nog. Rikki Tikki Tavi dragged himself to Teddy's bedroom. Rikki Tikki Tavi spent half of the rest of the night gently shaking himself, making sure he was not in pieces after the fight, as he had imagined.